Last year, 317 people were murdered in Philadelphia. It's the most killings the city has seen in 5 years. To the public, most of those victims are unknown, the stories of their lives never told. But as WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, a new project is bringing the statistics to life by attempting to tell the story of every homicide victim in the city.
Trina Singleton picked up the paper the day after her son was murdered in Southwest Philadelphia. The headline read, "Violent Day in Philly. 10 people shot, 3 of them fatally." What the article didn't mention was that one of those three was Singleton's 24-year-old son, Daryl.
Daryl was very friendly. He had a lot of personality. He liked helping people.
He was skinny. He had a trim goatee. He wore Malcolm X-style glasses. And at the time of his death, he was in school studying to be an EMT and babysitting on the side.
He didn't have a criminal background. He wasn't a troublemaker.
But the life of Daryl, the eldest of her three children, was summarized in just one newspaper paragraph. The article described the Tuesday he died as, quote, "a day of mayhem." Philadelphia lawyer Cletus Lyman wants the murder statistics that contribute to street mayhem turned into real stories. He's launched a nonprofit website called Philadelphia Obituary Project.
I remember having discussions occasionally when I'd meet journalists, and I'd complain about this problem. Why don't you follow up on this? And I guess it's a problem of space. And they would say, yes, yeah, we just don't have time to do this.
Lyman's originally from Hazleton, a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania. There, he says, everyone got an obituary, whether you're a baker, a bus driver, or a CEO. And that's not true in a city as large and violent as Philadelphia, where the hundreds murdered every year often turn into mere data points.
They might give you a map with little dots on it. That's all most of these people were, as far as the what information you could get publicly. There were dots on a map.
Turning a single dot into a full-bodied story was therapeutic for Trina Singleton.
It does help the family with the healing and grieving process. We are able to reflect on the good parts of that person and not just what happened to them.
The project has completed dozens of profiles by freelance reporters. Albert Stumm oversees the Obituary Project stories. He's a former Philadelphia Daily News editor. He's now a writer living in Barcelona.
Every single victim is a person, and every single person had hopes and dreams. They had people who loved them. They had something in their lives that made them special, and those are the things that we are trying to focus on.
Stumm says the project stories are different than a traditional newspaper obituary, which would highlight both the good and the bad about a person's life. Instead, the Obituary Project lets the family decide what about a victim's past is included. Stumm says many families feel like their loved one is being blamed for being killed when articles focus exclusively on what led to the death. He has a different vision.
Not be saying, hey, yeah, well, he sounds like a nice guy, but what did he do to get himself in that position?
Right now, Lyman, the lawyer, is providing funding for the project. But he said soon the group will be launching a fundraising campaign. Because if they want to write about every murder victim in the city, which sometimes means several people in one day, it'll take more than just a few part-time journalists. At the Philadelphia Police Department headquarters, Commissioner Richard Ross says he hopes the Obituary Project wakes people up to the human toll of the city's high homicide rate.
We've all got to play a role in stemming the tide of this violence.
Convincing witnesses to cooperate is one of the biggest things that gets in the way of police arresting killers. Maybe, Ross says, putting faces to the numbers will encourage more people to step forward to help police solve murders.
These people shouldn't be relegated to a stat or a statistic. I mean, at the end of the day, you're talking about people, regardless of what may have happened that caused their demise, and it's all unfortunate.
Though participating in the Obituary Project was part of Singleton's healing process, the day of her son's death will never leave her. Her other son called her husband to share the grim news. At the time, her husband was out shopping for Daryl's birthday.
Daryl and my husband are born on the same day. So my husband and my son, they both share the same birthday. So we had plans for the next. So it was kind of hard.
Singleton says the project has given her a new sense of community, bringing her closer to other families who have lost loved ones to murder. But she says it wasn't a community she was ever expecting to be a part of, which she says underscores how common murder is to many families in Philadelphia.
We didn't want our children to turn out like some others that we, you know, some others that we had seen. So we tried hard. And for it to happen anyway, it's kind of like, well, you try to do the right thing, you know, and then it happens anyway.
Bobby Allen, WHYY News.